It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
It will not be the best 60 minutes of your day today. This is the busy Wednesday Homer Hour. But it will be forever to me the day, January 21st, 2026, Giannis is gone. Pebble, what was the day-to-day thing? Is that, do you have that, or that's what they were playing? That's what I heard from...
The day-to-day thing? No.
Yeah. Ask... As somebody from the last show or anything, because that's the quote. It's all there. Just to keep playing that. What about his future in Milwaukee's day to day? It's over. It's a good run, and I think it is appropriate that should be against the law to be mean to Giannis. Was the issue of booing, and then I was conflicted because they were down by like 100 points. If he's on the floor and the Bucks are down by 50 at half or whatever, you're booing the team, so you can do that, but. They should give him a standing ovation tonight in recognition that they all get it's over. I said this before, I'm a little bit different, but when my parents died, I don't remember the day they died. I remember the day when they were no longer the same, when they had changed so much mentally and physically. That's not my mom, that's not my dad. Well, when they give their last breath, whatever day that was, it didn't matter. They'd already, I saw them when they passed. It's the same way with Giannis. It's over, and now it's just observing the anguish of what's happened at the end. It's been clear, it would seem for some time, that he doesn't know what to say, doesn't know how to do it day to day. So the Bucks have to do what's ever best. Everybody has to go to as many games as they can if they want to and thank him for everything, and then the Bucks need to do whatever's necessary that serves the team best. They can say publicly, well, we have to do what's best for Giannis, but that's not the case. They don't have to do what's best for Giannis. They have to do what's best for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's now going for best. It's on him not saying that I want to leave. They can all agree that they can make it look like the Bucks are the ones that wanted him to leave, which they never did. The Bucks wouldn't want Giannis to leave maybe when he's 50, but not until then. So, just a sad day. Thanks, Giannis. 1-800-990-3776. Rain Man, we have caller number 5. Caller number 5, you automatically, even if you stink, get a $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. 1-800-990-3776. Caller 5. Caller 5. You get the $25 gift card, and if at some point during the year we reinstitute our best score of the year, half year, we are keeping these just in case. Of course, I can't make any rules. Those are decided by, what is that thing that we have our rules on?
ESPNWisconsinContest.com.
Right. So they may say, no, Homer, you can't do it because we didn't have. So I'm hopeful we'll get a partner that will provide the winning thing for, and then they can decide whether or not these scores can count. But we're keeping him just in case they might. But I'm not an expert on our specific rules. In fact, I've actually never gone to that page personally, but you might, to make sure how often you can compete. But caller five, 1-800-990-3776. Jason Woolley will be on. Tim Van Vorn will be on to discuss other things. Certainly, Jason, I don't know about TVV. So Pebble's working on getting that exact quote of Giannis about the future of Milwaukee day to day, which, of course, is, as I stated earlier, the worst comment ever. Whenever you don't want to say anything, then, yeah, I'm day to day, or players day to day, or how's it working day to day? I'm not answering. 1-800-990-3776. Caller 5, caller 5. And then again, we will have Jason Wilde, the latest on the Packers and the new defensive. Now we have the Giannis quote. Okay, I think we have. They actually had the question, too, which was good. Let's see.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I take it day by day.
Day by day. What are you taking day by day? You got a contract. I mean, and I'm not complaining. But, yeah, I got a contract. I'll be here till the end of the year. But he just can't say that anymore. All right, let's play it again, Pebble. You need this one.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I take it day by day.
I don't know. At Pebble, you asked me the same question. I'll be honest.
Yeah, and it's how confident are you that you were going to remain with the Bucks for the rest of the season?
I'll be here the rest of the year. How about that? You know why he can't say that?
Because he's not sure.
Correct. And he's decided they got to just, I don't know, tell the truth. He wants to be the villain this year. That's like Mr. Rogers being a villain. I need to have a little chat with Giannis. I've never talked to him that much in his career, very little. Giannis, you can't be the villain. Okay? Who are people that can't be a villain? Mr. Rogers can't be a villain. To be clear, and I think he this is in an answer in addition to that, he said, I like being the villain this year. Fine, you can like be whatever you want. Things in life, Giannis can't be a villain. Bart Starr could never be a villain, and he was a horrible head coach. Or bad to horrible, I don't know which one. Who else can't be a villain? Pebble, you probably have somebody. Bo Schembechler can't be a villain to you.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. Yes.
Jim Harbaugh can't be a villain to me,
all right,
either.
Good. Now, and I'm saying that, this is respectful of what Giannis can't be a villain. So maybe I'll have to go to one press conference. Giannis, I'm sorry. You do whatever you want, but you can't be a villain. It's not possible. Who else can't be a villain?
We had that poll, though, too, Homer. Remember, do you like Giannis? 96%
yes,
said that.
Correct.
Like Giannis.
All-time greatest.
Yep.
And we're not even going to take it again. Not right now, maybe, because this is probably too early for some people. And I apologize. I had this story nailed, but I was just a little early. When was it last year that I said, he's done, you better watch him play? And he stuck around a little longer than I thought, and I will always believe that's because of the injuries to Boston and Indiana that made him think and be convinced that he could come back and win or be close enough to winning again. All right, play it again, Pebble.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I take it day by day.
How confident are you? I'll be here till the end of the year. Now, he could say, who could know that he isn't telling the truth? No one could. But, yeah, January 21st, 2016, the day Giannis left. There's just no way anybody can think any differently. He won't even hide. All right. No, you can't. Bart Starr can't be. Robin Yount. Robin Yount could never be a villain. Paul Molitor could be a villain, not Robin Yount. Robin Yount. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar could certainly be a villain.
Barry Alvarez.
Yeah, there's no way. No, can't. Can't be a villain.
Ron Dane.
Another excellent. Now you're cooking. People that can't be a villain. Barry Alvarez, Ron Dane, Giannis, Robin Yount, Bart Starr. Could Vince Lombardi be a villain?
Maybe.
I don't think so. That one's pretty. I'd say no, too. And again, this is all because this is what Giannis said when asked. I don't know. Was it today? They're playing Oklahoma City. I don't know if this was today or.
That was from yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Okay. Great question.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I take it day by day.
How confident are you? Exactly the way to put it. He didn't ask, are you going to be in Milwaukee the rest of this season? He could have asked it that way. How confident gives you a little... Even when you know it's going to end, When it does, it's still tough. Pebble, do we have a contestant yet?
We do indeed, Homer. It's Mike in Franklin.
Mike in Franklin. Mike, we'll get to you in a second. You can work on putting together your Rain Man resume. Rain Man is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Again, kind enough to do the $25 gift card to whoever the contestant is. And they set the standard because I said, look, if you don't get any right, you don't get the damn credit card or gift card. And they go, it's our gift card. We'll choose the right way to do it because that's the way you compete. You automatically get it, even if you stink. And we've had an offer, and that person did get the Cousin Subs $25 gift card. The other partner, of course, Saganiac Planning. I messed that up for a while because I said a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service. That's accurate, but I left out. They've been doing it well for over 50 years. That's how the complicated issues of employee benefits can be done so well and easily by Saganiac Planning because they've been doing it well for over 50 years. That's what we'd say about Giannis if he stuck around for 50 years. Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, doing it well for over 50 years. Phone number to remember, 783, that's our government, 262-783, Roger Maris, 6161.
That number again, 262-783-6161.
And joining us now is Mike in Franklin. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, Homer.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I will have a little less energy than normal. It's just sad.
Yeah, it is sad, I hear you.
I know, and just he'll be like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Maybe not to the same degree where you feel like they should have won more than one. But I'm not sure Giannis is the same way as those two because the Bucks tried. They made a mistake after that. But the biggest problem with Giannis in terms of not winning more than one is he got hurt too often in the playoffs. There's more comparison to Kawhi Leonard than you would think. But, yeah, he got hurt and they overreacted. They should have just said, bring everybody back, and we'll hope he doesn't get hurt. Because every year in the playoffs, when Giannis gets hurt, we got zero chance. All right, what is your Rain Man resume?
I've been on a couple times. The most I've ever gotten was four.
All right. So. There you go. Like
that would be our current leader right now. Yeah. Because our leader
the
is Joe
first
Kenosha
question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question, because they've been such a great supporter of Marquette. You ready to go, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Three, two, one, go. He holds the Marquette record, most points in a game by a freshman with 38.
Dwayne Wade.
Incorrect. Indiana football coach Kurt Cignetti. Where did he play college football?
Indiana.
Incorrect. Within $2 million per year, what does Wikipedia say is his annual salary at Indiana within $2 million per year?
$9 million.
Incorrect. True or false? The buyout on his contract, that is what he must pay to leave, is $50 million. True or false?
True.
Incorrect. Bucks versus Oklahoma City tonight. How many games has Oklahoma City lost this season?
Four.
Incorrect. He leads the NBA this season, 1,334 points.
Giannis.
Incorrect. NBA this season. Points scored. He is 33rd ranked. Who?
Giannis.
That's correct. This season, Giannis has attempted 38 threes. How many has he made? 8, 10, or 15 out of 38? 8, 10, or 15?
10.
Incorrect. Possible Green Bay defensive coordinator Jim Leonard is working for what NFL team?
The Giants?
Incorrect. NFL regular season, he led the Packers with 724 yards receiving. 724 receiving.
Romeo Dobbs?
Correct. Dobbs led Green Bay with 55 receptions. Who was next at 36?
Watson?
Incorrect. Matthew Golden was targeted 44 times. Name either of the other two Green Bay players targeted exactly 44 times as well.
Wick?
Incorrect. He led the Packers with 3 interceptions.
McKinney.
Incorrect. He led the Packers with 63 solo tackles.
Yeah.
How many more years will Ryan Braun be on the Hall of Fame ballot?
4.
Incorrect. All right. I have 2.
I have 2 as well.
Time for Pat?
What?
Don't I still have time for the pad, the one I
pad? No. Hit the buzzer again.
Buzzer just ran out, yeah.
Yeah, the buzzer. All right, but I will give you, I'll give you time for this. He led the Packers with 63 solo tackles. You get it right, I'll move it up to 3. What do you say?
I will say Engelbari.
Incorrect. But we appreciate your effort. All right. This one's terrible. Pebble, he should have got the first one right. Clearly 100%. Doesn't fall Marquette.
No. Nope.
He holds the Marquette record. Most points in a game by a freshman with 38. He did it on Monday.
Yeah, Nigel James Jr.
Nigel James Jr. I don't ever call him Nigel James Jr., but I'll have to ask him. When you score 38 as a freshman, maybe I should. Indiana football coach Kurt Cignetti. Where did he play college football?
West Virginia.
That is correct. Within this one, I felt bad for you because you're close. Within $2 million per year, what does Wikipedia say his annual salary is at Indiana?
Like $12 million, I think.
Yes. It's 11.6, so it had to be 9.6 to 13.6. He said 9. Do I have to give him credit for that, Pebble? Maybe I was too tough.
We can bump up to 3, yeah?
Yeah, all right. Correct. It's at 3. I was too tough. The buyout on Cignetti's contract, that is what he must pay to leave, $50 million. True or false?
That's true, I think.
No, it's false.
Is it false, really?
It's. You know what? This would tell me why I would go after him as an NFL coach right now. If he leaves before late 2026, it's $15 million. I'm paying $15 million easy if I can convince that guy to come to the NFL. Bucks versus Oklahoma City tonight. How many games has Oklahoma City lost?
8.
Is correct. He leads the NBA this season, 1,334 points.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
That is correct as well. Giannis is 33rd in points scored. Why? Because he's missed
been
so
hurt.
Many games. Yet, he's having his best season ever doing what?
Shooting the three.
Shooting threes of 38, 8, 10, or 15.
15.
15. He's almost, I think he's close to 40%, 38 or something. Possible Green Bay defensive coordinator should have known this one. Jim Leonard is working for what NFL team?
The Broncos.
Broncos. He is the defensive passing game coordinator. I just made that up.
It's like the offensive passing game coordinator.
Yeah. And he is the assistant head coach. Kind of like the Packers special teams guy.
Like Bisaccia, yeah.
Yeah. NFL regular season, he led the Packers with 724 yards receiving. Yes, Romeo Doubs. Romeo Doubs led Green Bay with 55 receptions. Who was next at 36?
I think it was Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is correct. Watson was 35. Matthew Golden targeted 44 times. Exactly the same number as two other players. Name either one.
Tucker Kraft.
Tucker Kraft is one, and Josh Jacobs is the other. All three targeted 44 times. Led the Packers with 3 interceptions.
Evan Williams.
That is correct. And he led the Packers with 63 solo tackles.
Edrin Cooper,
who was a huge disappointment for me this year. And yes, how many more years will Ryan Braun be on the Hall of Fame ballot?
Yes. 5?
0.
0?
His first year this year, less than 5%. He was 3.5%. If you're less than 5%, you are off forever. Now, I guess with the veterans, but Ryan Braun. I got the same chance of getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame as Ryan Braun. 0. All the issues of performance-enhancing drugs. And even without... Even if that wasn't a factor, I'm not sure. Maybe someone will have to look at that, where he ranks of the lowest person in the Hall of Fame. Great player for the Brewers. Honored. Fantastic. But someone can look at it. The Institute can go at it. Judging on his numbers alone, where does he rank with someone else who is in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Maybe on performance alone, he's... He could get in at the very end. But, again, didn't get enough votes. He got 15 votes, 3.5%. First year, less than 5%. You're done, which is probably right. If you can't get 5% your first year, that's the definition of not being in the Hall of Fame. Jason Wilde, next.
It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde with the latest on the Green Bay Packers and their staff. Jason, good evening.
Good evening, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. So, anything that has occurred or anything that you want us to be aware of that hasn't occurred but might occur?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm very confident that they're going to interview Jim Leonard. But they can't until at least Monday. I know that they've...
What are the rules on that? I don't...
So they had a bye. The Broncos had a bye. So the first week of the playoffs when they were on their bye, you could interview him. Of course, obviously, the Packers did not have an opening yet. So the Dallas Cowboys did interview him because they did have an opening. So then the window shuts briefly until Monday, in which case either the Broncos will have lost the AFC Championship game to New England, and then he's fair game, obviously, or they will have won and advanced to the Super Bowl. But the NFL rule is that he can be those assistant coaches can be interviewed for other jobs from Super Bowl entrance from Monday to Sunday. And then once they are a week out from Super Bowl 60, they cannot interview again until after that game. So I would think that come hell or high water, Matt LaFleur is going to want to have a first interview with Jim on Monday or maybe Tuesday, depending on what the schedule is. But I'm pretty sure he will put in a request right away on Monday to interview Jim for the defensive coordinator job. So that's kind of where we stand now. He's interviewing plenty of other candidates. I think there's going to be even more. We've talked about Christian Parker. We've talked about Durante Jones. We've talked about, there's a few, obviously, that have been head coaches, Jonathan Gannon, Raheem Morris. And I think there's probably going to be even more. I got to think that he's at least going to place a call to Al Harris with the Bears because, you look at what their secondary has done, and he seems ready to make the next jump. I would have never thought Al would become an NFL coach. But
you know him, didn't
Yeah, he always said he was only going to coach his kids. And I think what he's found, and I haven't talked to Al in a while, but he was one of my go-to guys. And I think what he found was once he got into coaching, he really enjoyed it. And now I think he's, established himself as really well-respected. I'm guessing he's going to have a number of interview opportunities.
But you think he might be one who likes being a position coach? He knows that. That's his life. That's
no, I think he's ready to. Oh, okay. I think he's ready to move up. He is the Bears defensive passing game coordinator,
yes.
Which is a little bit more than being the defensive backs coach, but not a lot.
Actually, it is exactly the same position I believe that Jim Leonard has with Denver. I believe he is the defense, but he's also the assistant head coach. I don't think Al Harris has that yet.
He does not, but the other two guys I mentioned, Christian Parker and Durante Jones, they have that designation to defensive passing game coordinator with the Eagles and with the Vikings, respectively. So, yeah, it's a popular title.
What are they going to have to come up with if they have even more coaches? The assistant. All right. Does the selection of Hafley and the way that went give you any indication of who might be the kind of person that fits what he liked or saw in Hafley?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would think that there'd be.
Because I don't know if he knew. Did he know Hafley really well?
He knew him. They were friends on some level. I don't think they were super close or had a ton of shared history, but they definitely had come across each other. And I think Hafley referred to him as a friend at one point during his time at BC. But look, I think one of the things it tells you, frankly, is simply that you just never know who's going to be the one who kind of blows your socks off, right? I mean, he interviewed six others, I think, for the job back in 2024, and I'm not sure that Jeff Hafley was a name that a lot of the insiders had on their radar. And I do think one thing I do know is that, there are more and more college coaches, especially at ones that don't have deep NIL pockets, that are interested in jumping ship to the NFL.
Yep.
And so there may be others that we're not thinking of that are a little less obvious that might be very viable candidates. But look, I know it ended poorly with that fourth quarter against the Bears, but Jeff Hafley's a damn good coach. That's why he had seven NFL teams interested in him to be their head coach, and he obviously got one of those jobs already. But Matt LaFleur needs to crush this one. He needs to get another really good coach. He can't afford, you know, I remember you and I, you know, making smart aleck remarks, deservedly so, about Joe Barry's track record. Like, he did not coach any really good defenses. And while he was in Green Bay, he coached some that maybe were okay, but he didn't coach any really good defenses, just as we kind of anticipated he wouldn't. So this one, it would obviously be ideal if you could replicate the success you've had with Jeff Hafley, and 2 years from now, you know, you're looking for another one because that guy got a head coaching job. I really am curious. The guy, you know, obviously, you know, I admit my bias about Jim Leonard. I've known him for a long time. I just think extremely highly of him as a coach and a person. But the guy that I'm also really intrigued by, and the guy that is going to obviously have more than just Matt LaFleur interested in him, is Raheem Morris. Like, first of all, he's got connections to Dan Quinn, who is the coach of the Commanders.
Does LaFleur know him?
Defensive coordinator. Yeah, they coach together in both Washington and in Atlanta, and so they have a connection. And on top of that, you know, I think not only has he been a head coach, but he also was the defensive coordinator for a team that won a Super Bowl. He was the Rams defensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl in 2021. So when I look at him, you know, as much as I like Jim Leonard, if they can manage to land Raheem Morris, that would be a phenomenal get too. But I think in that case, and with Jim Leonard, who I said already interviewed with the Cowboys, and will probably get an interview with the Jets and a few others next week, you know, he's going to be in demand. Raheem Morris, not only does Dan Quinn have a relationship, he was the head coach in Atlanta when he and LaFleur were assistants, but also Kyle Shanahan needs a defensive coordinator now, right? He lost Robert Saleh, who's the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
So, you know, there's going to be a bidding war. There's going to be a sales job that's going to have to go on there. So we'll see, but you know, there. I would just say this: on paper, there is no shortage of good candidates. Which one Matt LaFleur can get, and how good that person ultimately turns out to be, we got to wait and see.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, All Packers All the Time. Soon, TVV. I am next. January 21st, 2026, the day it ended. Play it again, Pebble. Giannis answering this question.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I don't know. I take it day by day.
Boo the team. Don't boo him. It's over. Milwaukee Weight Loss. The Milwaukee Weight Loss Program, able to change the lives of thousands of people with an incredible metabolic reset program. We know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day with no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no counting points or calories, no drugs, no surgery, and no injections with the risk of serious side effects. There is no better time than now to give yourself the gift of the new you in the new year. Schedule your free consultation now by visiting MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. I already did because I talked to people and they said, this diet is easy. I said, no diet is easy. Then I asked somebody else. They said, yeah, it's easy. So I'm testing it out. They say it is. I'm starting 2026 off, right, with the Milwaukee Weight Loss. Their team full of people. Program who listened to me, told me what to do. Their program is the secret to losing 1 pound of fat every day. And many patients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. And more importantly, these are people that have been doing it for years and are still doing it. And they still say it's pretty easy. Call for your free weight loss consultation, 262-235-3980. 262-235-3980 or online, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Use the exact words. Homer says he thinks it's easy. So far, It's easy when people tell you they've been doing it for years, and it's still easy. All right, Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, beautiful setting along the Bark River in Dousman. You know I'm going to say 300 acres because that's the deal. It's like a city. So they can easily be a top-ranked full continuum community. They can offer active adult and independent living, assisted living and memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, all the different levels that exist, and incredible wellness programs, and along the structure of activities. You can do that with 300 acres, and they have a great staff, and it helps the great staff be even better. 300 acres and everything that comes with it. ThreePillars.org. ThreePillars.org. Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports. Sad. No other word for it. Giannis, gone.
The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 Sports Director Tim Van Vorn on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN. Tim Van Vorn is brought to you by The Ticket King, your local and most trusted source for Green Bay football tickets. Visit theticketking.com or call 414-273-6007.
Yes, brought to you by Ticket King, three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. I'm sad. January 21st, 2026, the day it ended. And if that feeling is appropriate, I'll let TVV respond after he hears Giannis. Not worried. We'll get there.
How confident are you you'll finish the season with the Bucks?
I don't know. I don't know. I take it day by day.
TVV, it's over.
I saw your tweet, Homer, earlier today. It's not trending well. I don't know.
Won't go that far yet.
Nah, I mean, what's over? Ever over?
This is the last year it's over. He's not playing here anymore. All that's to be decided is whether it's now or at the end of the season based on the best the Bucks can do. Giannis is done. He hasn't left yet, but he's left.
It's hard to argue with your view and just hearing his voice there and the booing the other day. There's a lot of writing on the wall. I'll say that, but still in Milwaukee, there's a lot of writing on the wall.
Yes. And I've also wanted to tell him you're not a villain. Okay. You say you'll be a villain this year. We made a list. Mr. Rogers can't be a villain. Bart Starr can't be a villain. Dan Jansen can't be a villain. Robin Young can't be a villain. Somebody said Junior Bridgman.
Add Reggie White to that, too.
Add Reggie White, yes. It's Giannis, just no. And I think it should be against the law to boo him. You can boo the team when they're down 100 or whatever they were. But so you're hesitant to – I thought you'd just say, yeah, Homer.
I'm worn down by the whole thing, Homer.
Oh, okay.
I'm dejected by the whole thing.
Yeah. And I don't blame anybody. I think the Bucks did the best they could. They made the mistake when they got rid of Bud and they changed because they didn't realize the only problem was Giannis got hurt. And Giannis has just been hurt in the playoffs and you have no chance. Not every year, but that's been the issue most of the years. And so I don't.
Would you move him this year home or this
whatever?
This
when, however,
or would you move him to the offseason?
I just got to talk to people. Whatever gets you the best deal. I'm going to say we're doing whatever Giannis wants, but we're not. We're doing what's best for the team. You have to. Now, when is that? That was my next question to you. They act like in the offseason you have a better chance, but
I would think that
if somebody's crazy to want him now to win a championship, then you take it. Ask me about
then you have to give up. But then you have to give up so much to get him because you're crazy to get him that maybe then you're not in championship contention.
Well, excellent point. A team that has a lot of draft choices. I can tell you this. The situation is day to day. I don't know what that's what everybody will start looking at now. But they got to do what's best for the team. They're not going to be very good. Right? But we've seen teams. I didn't think Oklahoma City would be this good. I didn't think Detroit would be this good. How many teams have we seen get good that you went, I didn't see this happening? but maybe you did.
No. No, I didn't see those teams getting that good. And not every team does. You know, some teams, Detroit stayed down forever, finally right. turned it around. They had a lot of picks, and they didn't get it going. You know, this was supposed to be Atlanta's year, as I recall. Ooh, Atlanta, flashy pick.
Yes.
You know, they're kind of in the Bucks territory.
They're a mess.
So it doesn't just happen. But the Bucks are tough to really get behind right now. I mean, tonight, 8:30 start for rivalry week. You're without, what, Miles Turner and Kevin Porter Jr. What's that going to look like, an 8:30 start without those two guys yeah. against the Thunder?
No, well, I like the team that they put together this year, and clearly I was wrong, or maybe they could get a little bit better. Nothing matters.
I remember specifically the Athletic, the power ratings. It was a lot. Everybody had their power rankings. I remember specifically the Athletic. I was reading down. There were 20. I was like, 20? How could they be? No way. That's such an undergrade. They'd be happy to be 20.
They're right. I mean, I think they're better than 20, but I thought they could do something of note in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
they don't guard anybody. I mean, I don't see how you can play games and be that far behind. It's really hard.
Scene.
Even if you're bad, it's hard. All right, let's move on to the Packers. Though the Packers have not announced it, I'm assuming that you agree that everybody's getting an extension. The head coach, the GM, and the
Russ Ball.
Yeah, Russ, the cap guy, right? I mean, is that... that an accurate
this
assumption.
Is belief in your people, Homer. This is
I know, but it's going to happen, like, or it has happened. They yes. just haven't announced it
yes.
yet. Right? I'm assuming I, 3 years. There's no way it can be less than 3.
I would agree. You have to have some teeth in these deals. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get any, you know, tough guys on your staff, that sort of thing. I think you have to, and you have to tell your players, these are our people. You know, don't be looking over your shoulder because they're going to be out right. in a year. These are our people. Listen up, and here you go.
And if I'm a player and I say, you don't even have to answer this question, but clearly the game in Chicago had no influence. None. Zero. No impact on anything in terms of your belief, and you should have given these guys a contract extension before that so that because there's no way anybody can say it had any impact at all if that occurs, and you get a 3-year extension. We believe in you.
Yeah, I would agree. I think is it, you know, in hindsight here, I think, you know, that afternoon in Denver is probably when those guys.
Yes,
that's when the decision was made.
Excellent point. And when they should have announced it to make people understand they weren't giving up on the season, but they understood the issue of the injuries. Because that's what they did. I mean, right? I mean, there's no other defense. You think this team is good, but
yeah,
too hurt to factor too much.
I think that's it. You believe, yeah. You believe, if you're Ed Policy, you believe in your people. That day changed the likelihood of them doing anything special this season. You coach it out, you play it out, you see what's going on. But I think that was the day that the extensions were. You know, the ink was drying.
Now I'm curious to your thoughts on two observations.
Yep.
Policy's dad was there when they had Steve Mariucci. He did almost exactly what LaFleur did, and they got rid of him and moved on.
Yep.
In this case, they didn't move on. They're giving Mariucci more time. And Harbaugh, who just got fired, was given a 3-year extension after last season and got fired. So
it's to me, it's the power of Micah Parsons. I think legitimately Micah Parsons likes this group in charge.
Mm.
And you see what the Packers were with Micah Parsons and without. So I agree with all the stories about the development of Jordan Love. I agree with all the stories about the direction of the team and the continuity. I just think the weight and the opinion of Micah Parsons is that it's kind of like Giannis in, you know, 8 years ago or something. You say it, we'll go for it.
Did Policy make the difference in going for Parsons or not really?
Good question. That's a good question. You know, I think here's how I view the Green Bay Packers, Homer.
Uh-oh.
They perceive themselves to be an elite team. The numbers would say otherwise.
Yes. You would say otherwise, correct?
They are 4-9
Yeah.
Against playoff teams in the regular season the last couple of years. They have been the seventh seed. This is all well documented. The numbers would say they're not an elite team. Now, Ed Policy clearly believes he has an elite head coach, an elite general manager, an elite salary cap executive in Russ Ball. That would switch things back. Either you're right on that, or that would switch things back to the players. And I think you could argue that there's certainly context to the injuries this year, most notably Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft. A kicker misses three kicks in the last game. You have Keyshawn Nixon jumping on a pile for 15. You know, at some point, the spotlight does go to the players. I think that's true as well. So to the perception of the Packers as an elite team, I get it. And, you know, prior to that day in Denver, it looked like maybe they could be. But the numbers over the last 4 years, the exits, the playoff exits, the seventh seed, the role, the record against winning teams, the record against playoff teams, all that would say they're an above average team.
Now, my answer is, and I've said this, problem they have is that their coach and the GM are good, but not good enough. Is that what you're saying, or is that too strong?
I don't know that that's true. I mean, not good enough to me. I think Micah Parsons
not really
was
good.
A
that's
steal.
A better way to put it.
But that's a steal. But that's a steal. Yes. Micah Parsons trade was a steal by anybody's measure.
So that should help get the real the good to really good,
doesn't it? If you draft Jordan Love and you make the trade that no one really in the league thought you could make for Micah Parsons, who was that impactful,
yeah,
that certainly elevates you as a general manager. Now, if Micah Parsons, due to injury, loses some of his effectiveness going forward, that trade doesn't look as good, solely due to injury. But when you make the trade and you get the result you did for the first, you know, what, dozen games this year,
mm-hmm.
I think you're saying we have enough elite players to be an elite team, and you have a general manager who has acquired those players.
And a coach good enough to win with them, regardless of certain facts.
And a belief that the continuity of that group is better than anything else you could find elsewhere.
Yeah. You're not willing to take the risk.
Things. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, right, and those players, those two players, Parsons and Love, and Kraft with it, three players,
mm-hmm.
are proponents of general manager, head coach, mm-hmm. coaching staff. So I think if you're at Policy, you keep all the main pieces in play, even a lot of people on your staff. I mean, they're going to change some people. Obviously, we know they're going to change some people.
And my question
staff,
is, my question
is, will be the same.
Why? I mean, if I'm LaFleur, they've basically told me I'm doing a good job. And if they said, right. Well, we want you to do this and this and this, and they'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. You don't give
but
somebody
LaFleur,
that extension. And then,
yeah, Matt LaFleur is an intelligent. I mean, say what you will about, you know.
Yes, he's very intelligent.
The results.
All right. So what's he see and what's he going to do? He's not changing
he's
the special
NFL
teams.
Lifer.
Special teams guy's he's staying, and I know that because John Kuhn just told us today, just moments ago on Twitter, how good he is, and that's he's not
a coaching lifer. He's not going to his head's not in the sand. He's going to make some changes, but he does, and he's going to look in the mirror himself as well. But he's not going to completely upset the apple cart. Wishing right. That's going to be so to me is foolish.
All right, other than defensive coordinators, what other position might change?
I think that depends on who goes to Miami or who goes elsewhere. I think there'll be a domino effect.
Well,
on
say
staff,
no one leaves. Say no one goes anywhere. If no one goes anywhere, they're all staying?
Offensive line changes. Offensive line changes for sure. Maybe the structure of the plays and the offensive definition.
Right.
I don't know how that gets shaken out.
And I'm assuming
there will be change.
They can convince you only in the playoffs next year. Nothing will matter in terms of your assessment till the playoffs.
Homer, I thought coming into this year, Matt LaFleur had to win a first-round playoff game, which of course he would do, right? Well, he didn't. I think obviously the same thing's in place next year.
TVV. Thanks.
See ya.
Weekly Wager next.